אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Tens of thousands of Israeli school children began their summer holidays on Friday. The National Labor Court on Friday rejected a government petition to make teachers work into the summer vacation to make up for the lost time amid the coronavirus pandemic. As a result of the ruling, classes at middle and high schools were finished for the year. Kindergartens and primary schools will continue until June 30th. The ruling on the petition, which was filed by the Education and Finance Ministries, came hours after talks between the government and the Secondary Teachers Union broke down on Thursday night. Until the ruling, parents and students alike did not know if there would be school today. Ran Erez, chairman of the Teachers Association, held Friday's ruling. Education Minister Yoav Gallant called Erez a gangster who has taken control of the country. There were fears that if high school students did not return, primary school teachers would also refuse to work. But after the ruling, Gallant said he had reached an agreement with the Primary Teachers Union on holding voluntary summer school classes from the start of July till August 6th. The Coronavirus National Information and Knowledge Centre, operating under the IDF Military Intelligence Directorate in cooperation with the Health Ministry, issued a report yesterday saying that Israel has entered a second wave of coronavirus infections and, if it does not take immediate steps to bring numbers down, could in 1 month's time face 1,000 new cases a day and hundreds of deaths. The report included the concern that in the previous wave of sickness, a significant number of the new illnesses derived from Israelis returning from abroad. This population was easier to identify and contain. In the current wave, the illness's source is only from within the country and is thus harder to control and limit. On the positive side, the report noted that the health system is better prepared with knowledge, treatment protocols and medicinal treatments, and that the average age of those infected was lower, which would contribute to lower mortality. The number of people diagnosed with coronavirus over the past 24 hours is 268. Another person died of complications from the virus overnight Friday-Saturday, putting the death toll at 305. The previous 24 hours saw 349 new cases. It was the first time over 300 cases were diagnosed in a single day since late April. Two southern Bedouin towns were placed under partial lockdown on Thursday. The week-long lockdowns of two neighbourhoods in Rahat and one in Arara were the first such orders given since Israel began to pull back restrictions in early May. Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh announced yesterday at a Ramallah press conference that all of Hebron municipality will be locked down in response to a dangerous increase in coronavirus infections. A record 84 new cases were confirmed yesterday across the West Bank by the PA's health ministry. No person or goods will be let out or in of Hebron except for supplies and food. A five-day curfew is also to be put into place, with only bakeries, pharmacies, supermarkets and some factories to remain open. Nablus will also be ordered into lockdown for 2 days to prevent the spread of the virus there. All social gatherings are now banned throughout the West Bank, although some restaurants and coffee shops will remain open for now. Likud MK Deputy Health Minister Yoav Kish called on Friday for the swift passage of a law authorising a controversial program allowing the Shin Bet Security Agency to use sensitive personal data to track coronavirus carriers and those who were exposed to them. The program lapsed earlier this month after the government declined to advance legislation anchoring it in law. The Prime Minister is now said to support the proposal. As coronavirus patients recover from illness, doctors and patients are discovering that COVID-19 is leaving the recovered with long-term debilitating physical, cognitive, and psychiatric damage, sometimes even in people who only suffered mild symptoms. Patients are suffering from phantom pains, memory loss, personality changes, psychological issues, and extreme fatigue, along with lungs that won't heal months after being discharged from hospital. Dr. Yitzhak Levy, an expert in infectious diseases at the Sheba Medical Center in Tel Aviv, said, "We believe these problems are caused by the effects of the virus on the brain. We don't really know if it's reversible or not, or how long it will last." Dr. Amir On, head of the pulmonology department at Sheba, added, "We're talking about a disease that we have no idea how it behaves." The cabinet on Friday, on a telephone consultation, gave the go-ahead for cultural events of up to 250 people, with certain limitations. The green light applies to cinemas and theatre and took immediate effect, although some major cinema chains are not reopening. According to the decision, events can go ahead as long as venues are at no more than 75% capacity, dancing is prohibited, and standard coronavirus precautions are observed. These conditions do not solve the problems of organisers of most of the entertainment industry, hard hit by coronavirus restrictions. 5,000 people who work in the entertainment industry participated in a demonstration on Monday at the Knesset. The demonstration, called the Soul or War, was gathered to protest the government's lack of attention to their industry. Promoter Kami Wertman said for some reason arts is not seen as necessary as bread and butter. Without culture, what's it all worth? The Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra will offer a free concert available online as part of its virtual fundraising gala to help it overcome losses due to COVID-19. Actress Helen Mirren will host the event on June 28th, which will include short performances by the orchestra's new conductor, Lahav Shani, and members and friends of the orchestra, including Pinchas Zuckerman and Yitzhak Perlman. A pivotal meeting will be held this week at the White House on whether to give Israel a green light to annex part of the West Bank, designated for it under US President Donald Trump's peace plan. Administration officials are divided on annexation. Jordan's King Abdullah II has been warning congressional leaders that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to annex parts of the West Bank on July 1 would strengthen Hamas and damage Israel's ability to normalize relations with the rest of the region. Abdullah told US lawmakers in a series of phone consultations this past week that he has been encouraging Palestinians to negotiate with Israel. The Palestinian Authority has refused to engage with the White House since US President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The violence in the Arab community in Israel continues. Khatam Abu Qader, award-winning principal of an elementary school serving the Bedouin community in the south of the country, was shot and moderately wounded on Friday evening. Another person was injured in the incident. A 24-year-old man in the north of the country was shot dead in the early hours of Thursday. A second man in his 20s was injured when the Molotov cocktail he was holding caught fire as the pair were shot in their vehicle. The deceased was a cousin of Mohammed Watad, 22, who was stabbed to death early on Wednesday in Bakala Rabia. On Tuesday night, a man was fatally shot in Kafr Yasif. Hours earlier, a man was killed and a 12-year-old boy critically injured in a shooting in Jaffa. A number of demonstrations and large rallies have been held to protest what Arab Israelis say is a failure to adequately deal with the wave of criminal violence within the community. Only 30% of the alleged murders in the Arab Israeli community in 2019, 27 out of 88, have been solved. This is Peter Jones Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.